producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea. For the last couple of hours, we were talking about the Ray Rice story, which has evolved even more. It turns out there's additional video footage. I had the feeling this is one of those stories that's going to go on for a while, that the additional footage, in some ways, is equally upsetting of the two of them yelling at each other and her spitting in his face, which is not okay. There's no question that that her behavior is certainly aggressive and violent and inappropriate. And the two of them certainly are not evenly matched, except in perhaps not really knowing how to deal very well with their anger. But I think that the factors that make her a more sympathetic, slightly more sympathetic figure than him is his size, that he's better than double what she is, and that the really horrifying footage of her, of him dragging her unconscious body with it almost gives you the feeling that this has happened before, and not only the violence, but that knocking her unconscious, in that he seems, look, if somebody was unconscious in front of me, which they have been, you turn them on their back, you support their head, you make sure they're okay.
Yeah, he's so nonchalant about it, you know?
Yeah, it was almost like, oh, yeah, business as usual. Okay, we drag her out and we get her shoe off. Not even an attempt to sort of protect her modesty at all. I mean, her dress is up around her hips. I mean, the whole thing was just so callous and so cold and so unfeeling. And I think that has bothered people, if not as much, but certainly adds to the chagrin about the situation. Yvette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I the whole situation is just, like you said, just kind of unacceptable, and it's something that they have been practicing. It's just obvious that this is just the dysfunctional relationship. However, I heard the other caller, she was stating that, how she was with the press, and she was saying it's their fault and different things like that. Now, I'm thinking that now she has no choice but to say that because she lives with the guy. And if she say anything other than that, even though we know the consequences is going to be crazy anyway because he lost everything, if she has said anything with it, it's going to always be her fault. So by her agreeing with them and saying that she couldn't do anything else but to say, oh, it's their fault and, it's them and it's nobody else but them. Because think about it. If she says anything other than that, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't know if you had the sense when I read the statement that it was probably prepared by somebody else, that she, they said, all right, this is what you have to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think your point is well taken, that looking at that statement as anything other than, at best, a defensive posture doesn't make any sense. Whether she believed it or not, it's almost beside the point. I mean, and maybe she did. But still, I mean, what choice does she have unless she was willing to leave?
Absolutely.
Which she clearly was not, because presumably if she was willing to leave, this has all become public. But she had, that she's had opportunities, presumably when the situation was first brought to light in the spring, when they were not married, that there were options that she's had all along to say, it's not worth it. And she hasn't. And I think your point is well taken at this moment, that, what do we expect her to do? Say, well, that he's a monster and he needs to get some help, and I can't believe, that I've stayed this long. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Right. It kind of makes me want to find an organization that I can help work with, because that's a self-esteem issue. It may be a money issue and all that, but that's a lot to deal with the woman's self-esteem.
Well, and as I said, there's no question in my mind that, as a psychologist, that both of them have experienced violence toward them in their past, because that's where it comes from.
Yes.
In terms of a place to go, listen, there are women's shelters in every city in America. Liz Claiborne has got a foundation that specifically deals with date rape and with the situation of, because that her, Liz Claiborne, as I'm sure you're aware, was a fashion designer. She died, I think, about 5 years ago. But she really felt, since she was dressing women, that she should address women's issues as well as dressing women. And so she started this foundation, and with the idea being, I think that the statement is, love shouldn't hurt. And specifically aimed at high school boys and girls, saying, here are the signs of domestic violence. And every year she hosts a seminar, of which I've been a part for the last number of years. But if you Google domestic violence support or domestic violence organizations, they would love you. And there's a lot to do. One of the things we organized at one point with women who were in shelters is hair and makeup, because, as you point out, quite often their issues of self-esteem. Sometimes they've had the daylights beat out of them, so their faces are disfigured. There are plastic surgeons that are involved, but good for you. And there are lots of organizations they can use. They can use your help. They can use your money. They can use your concern. You can have speakers talk to your organization. There are organizations that collect clothing for women in domestic shelters, babysitting.
Okay, I
because
did that already. Mm-hmm.
Great. I mean, yeah, it sounds like that's kind of you're one of those helpful folks. So, but I think you're right. This is a great opportunity to sort of to inform men, to inform women. You're not alone. You can get help. That if you've got anger issues, that you can claim them as your own and get some help about them. It doesn't mean you have to go through life feeling that you're a pressure cooker about to blow, or that you're living with a pressure cooker about to blow. And for women who feel that they can't leave because where would they go with their kids, exactly as Connie says, that by not leaving, you're damaging those kids, because they grew up in an atmosphere of violence where they're either afraid all the time, or as women, as girls, they may think that that's what men do, is men hit you. If you have sons, that's what men do to control the women, is you hit them. So it's one of the, be aware. So
right. They think that that's the way of life.
Yep, exactly. That's just how it is. And we do need to change not only the culture, but the locker room culture. Not only the locker room culture, but the culture at large. And so good on you for being concerned and wanting to do something. And there are lots of organizations that would be delighted to have you help in whatever way you feel that you can do it.
Well, that I will be doing more and more. And thank you for your show. Your show is just amazing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Yvette. I'm delighted to be here. I'm sorry that this is today's topic, but at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about not only how awful it is, but what we can do about it. And that's, we've got problems, but we've got solutions as well. Thank you, ma'am. 855-993-7569. Rocky, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I was on the expressway, and I was doing okay listening to your program, and then a woman called, and she talked about her father abusing and beating the kids.
Yep.
And then her mother saying,
you think you were the only one.
Yeah. And when I heard that, all of a sudden I started breathing real heavily, and I started getting all nervous. I had to pull to the side of the road. And I sat here thinking, what's going on? And I had this flashback and a memory, and to where my mother was extremely abusive, just the opposite, and physically abusive. My dad never hit me, but he never protected us. And then I had the flashback. Can I tell you what the flashback was?
Yeah, can you hang on for me for just a minute? We need to take a break here as soon as we come back.
Sure.
Take deep breaths, have a sip of water, and we'll hear your flashback as soon as we come back. Take a deep breath, Rocky. You're okay, you're safe, and we'll talk to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown. We've been talking today about Ray Rice in particular, domestic violence in general. Rocky's saying he was driving down the road, and he heard Marla's talking about an abusive father. And he had an anxiety attack. May not have known it was an anxiety attack, but that's what it was. His heart was beating fast. He couldn't quite get his breath and had to pull over to the side of the road. And he had a flashback, and he wanted to share the flashback. So, sorry I had to put you on hold. I know when you're feeling a little anxious, that doesn't help much, but I needed to take a break there, and now I won't have to stop and start you. So go ahead and tell me what your flashback was.
My mother was very abusive to my father, and most of the nights they would be in the hall and fighting, and he wouldn't hit her, and he would just keep trying to restrain her, but restraining her was like, I don't know if you ever tried to protect a stray cat or something, and you picked it up and it just went on you.
Yeah,
and that's
then you have to walk away. You can't restrain somebody because it becomes physical. Yeah, yeah.
So I would buy those wax earplugs and try and stick them in my ears. But anyway, so I remember that, and then what happened after that when I thought that there was one time where she was just beating on me, and I went to hold her wrist to stop her from doing it, and she bit me, and she broke the skin, and I was bleeding, and I ran into the bathroom and tried to hold the door shut because she taped all the doorknobs with duct tape so that you couldn't ever lock the doors. So I was in the bathroom trying to restrain it, but I was bleeding quite a bit, and I thought she had let go and she wasn't going to come in, and I put my wrist underneath the sink, and she broke through the door. And she started, she punched me in the face, and her diamond ring went through my cheek. So anyway, I cowered down between the toilet and the counter, and she got the toilet brush, and she just kept beating me with the toilet brush. Well, my father was there all this time and never stopped her. And I couldn't. So that's what came up to my mind when the lady said that. And I could never understand why he would never protect us and stop it. But after it was all over, he would take me aside and say, you could talk to her. You could stop her from doing this if you just talked to her nice. And I was such a good kid, and I never was mouthy with her or anything.
No, Rocky, that's called, of course you weren't, that's called blaming the victim. And that's, and your father was an enabler. And he may have he was the adult, and instead of, and look, it's not uncommon, as I mentioned before, that in a situation, say, you know, don't upset your father, or, you know, don't talk to your mother that way, and that's an adult not taking responsibility for their behavior. You certainly can't take responsibility for someone else's behavior, but you can look at your own cowardice. You can look at your own needs and understand that adults have to protect children. Children can't protect adults. How old are you now, Rocky?
I'm 69.
How old were you when all this happened? The incident you remember?
Let me think. I must have been 14. Yeah. And I was, you know, I could have been strong enough, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she had strength like she could lift a car. And she was not a big woman. But she just had such, there was no stopping her when she would go off. I mean, there was nothing that she wouldn't do. She hit my dad over the head with a frying pan one time. I thought it was going to kill him. But she just wouldn't, you know, there was just nothing that...
Do you have any tendencies?
He wouldn't tell her. He wouldn't tell her. He would not stop her. He would not ever protect us. Mm. Never once. And I could never... So how do I... Is there any way that I could think differently? That's my question about...
Yeah, let me help you with that a little bit. He probably felt that... that she maybe that she was sick, and that he needed to take care of her, and it may
she
be that
sick. She was sick.
Yeah, and that you know that this was he may have very strong religious beliefs that felt that you know marriage is forever and that that you have to stick with the person you married. He may have just been weak, or cowardly. He may have felt that he couldn't, you know, that he couldn't, if he left and took the children, there wouldn't be any way of taking care of her. That he may have felt that if he'd left, that obviously he could leave, but the children would, that you guys would then be left to her, you know, to her violence. It may have been that he had some history in his past of it may have been that she was hospitalized at one point, and she said, for example, if you ever try to hospitalize me, I'll kill myself, or I'll kill you, or I'll kill the kids. You know, it's hard to read someone else's mind, but there are pretty common reasons why someone doesn't step up. I don't know. Have you ever been married, Rocky?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How many times have you been married?
Once.
Okay. Are you still married?
25 years. No. 25 years. We separated really nicely. We did it ourselves, and we're still really good friends.
Did you have children?
No, I didn't want children.
Well, and that's part of...
I was afraid.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very common phenomenon of the fear of, you know, I don't want to have children because, you know, I may not be able to protect them any more than I was protected. There is no question that growing up in a violent environment is scarring. And so for people who think, well, I need to stay because it would be too upsetting for the children to have a divorce or not to see their parent or to be in less financial circumstances, it's not true. That the real damage is done psychologically, and the differences in finance, and nobody thinks living in a shelter is a great idea. No one. But shelters are temporary, and they may be necessary. And if it's a matter of your children growing up feeling that violence is their birthright and that they're going to be hit and they're going to hit, and the shelter, opt for the shelter. And people will help you. There is job training. There is counseling. There's economic help. There's educational help, and it doesn't have to be a legacy. It doesn't have to be a family characteristic of, I grew up in a violent situation, and therefore it's all I know, and it's all I know how to act. So, Rocky, I'm sorry that you've had a tough day, and maybe beginning to kind of deal with this may make your life a little easier and a little better, even though it may be kind of scary to begin with. And if there's something I can do to help you, I'm here. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. It's been a very busy couple of hours because people are obviously very concerned and very upset about the Ray Rice domestic violence story. And to a certain extent, I think, first of all, his career is over, that his sponsorship has gone away, that he's already been tried for this and received a really minor sentence, and you can't be tried for the same crime twice. So I think that that's not going to happen. But that from now on, I think that his name will be associated with this event as opposed to his career in football. But it's not like this was something that somebody did to him. This is something that he did. This is his responsibility. And even though it seems like taking responsibility is not his strong suit, that in fact that's, you know, that this is this is something he brought on himself. All right, so I thought what we'd do is to kind of lighten things up a little bit, although if you want to call about this, we have a little bit of time left. And I will, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the iPhone that comes out today, and also give you a little bit of the DVDs that come out. This is not a great DVD week, although there's one, the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Oh, I loved that movie. I'll tell you what, I actually think Marvel does a great job with all their comic book movies.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the has been a terrifically effective franchise. So
yeah definitely.
Fed Up is a documentary about food, and again, I think documentaries have become what newspapers used to be, in that they're sort of muckrakers, that they are the ones who look at what's going on and figure out a way of. You know, and that's what we do on the Friday thing of It's Broken, Let's Fix It. I keep hitting the wrong button here. And what was the last one on that list other than Fed Up? I just looked at it and forgot it.
Well, let's see.
Because my computer just burped. I'll get it. Never mind. I'll find it out. But
Long Way Down was the other one. That's one that I hadn't seen. Did you see that one?
Let me just find out what... I'm just trying to find out what the long way down. I don't know. My computer is not happy today. I don't know going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Long Way Down. All right, here we go. And you can always go to drjoy.com and see what's going on here. The Long Way Down. The television series. That's why I didn't know very much about it. It's a television series. I don't know squat about television.
Yeah, sure.
Right, but Winter Soldier is really terrific. If you haven't seen it, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's it has kind of a strange ending to it, but it was one of the Captain America did. It may have been, if not the number one movie last year, did very 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 well. So. It's going to be the number one download as well. All right, now I need to figure out. So, and we know that the iPhone came out today at noon,
and the Apple iWatch as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, so there we go.
That's big news. I haven't had a whole lot of time to read up on it, but Apple did officially release the iWatch, which it sounds like will have a big focus on health. It has some biometric sensors and that sort of thing that will interface.
Well,
with
see,
the phone.
You're probably not old enough. Remember Dick? Do you remember Dick Tracy in comic books?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and that he had a walkie-talkie, basically talked into his watch.
Right. Yep. I remember that. Sure.
All right. So this is the iWatch. Let's see. No, that's not helpful. The computer. I mean, the problem about the computer is that whenever you try to go to find anything, all you get is these ads, which gets really irritating.
Exactly. Exactly. So. It looks like though it's got a real big focus on health. So you know, it's gonna if you're working out or you're using this with your health routine, your phone will kind of keep track of things like your heart rate, your perspiration, all kinds of different sensors in there. So it could actually turn out to be a very valuable tool in you know, maybe people keeping track of quantifying their health. You know.
Because part of it is just compliance with people, you know, that and I'm sure that there's, we know, for example, that there is now, it's not a watch, but it's a sensor for if you're diabetic, that you can wear a sensor that, and they're different kinds, but actually senses when your insulin level goes up or down and can sort of do it accordingly. Also, there are little beeps and whistles and whatever to remind you. So that'll be really interesting. There's people already being a bit skeptical about the i6 in terms of the idea. They're saying, well, you know, it may be a little too late, It's a bigger screen. My daughter loves, she actually had an iPhone at one point, but now she's gone to the, I think it's a Samsung. With the bigger screen?
The Galaxy, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, she says it makes her head look like a pin, but she likes it a lot better.
No kidding, huh? Yeah. It's so funny how you get different responses from different people. You know, some people will say, "Oh, I love the iPhone," and others are like, "Oh, I hate it. I love my Galaxy." And
well, that's it. And I don't know if men have these same conversations in men's room, but in ladies' rooms, there are these whole kind of things where everybody's and it sounds like a cult of, "Oh, well, my iPhone." You know, it's just
sure.
So yeah, there's this whole kind of thing, but. The only problem I think that anybody has with any of the phones is they're just great for anything unless you actually try to hear a conversation.
Right. That's what I've noticed, too. The audio quality has gotten worse.
Much worse, yeah. And the batteries aren't very good either.
No, that's true.
Of course, all of us have so much goo on our phone. They're great for emails. They're great for games, like when I get stuck on a train or something. They're great for listening to music. They're great for podcasts. They're just not very good for phones. Oh, well. All right, and speaking of not very good for phones, this has nothing to do with phones, but guess who has written a book called... Now, you're not allowed to answer this, Jane, because you already know. Or maybe you don't. Gus and Me, The Story of My Granddad and My First Guitar.
Yes, I do know. I do know. Maybe we should see if the callers can guess that. I don't know.
It'll take too long.
Yeah,
to
true.
Besides, they'll read the newspaper. It's Keith Richards.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Pictures by his daughter, Theodora, the elder of his two daughters, with Patty Hansen. They said this one came out around sort of behind my back. It happened to coincide with my first daughter having my fifth grandchild. I wanted to give my own grandfather his due for having turned me on to music. Should I tell you my Keith Richards story quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, the picture of him. The thing about Keith Richards is he hasn't really changed at all, except his hair is now very white. In about 40 years, he still looks like a death mask, right?
Exactly. That's,
I mean, seriously. And I mean, right now he's what? I don't know, 70 something, early 70s.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, maybe around 80.
That's how old Mick. Mick is. Well, I mean, we could Google him and find out. But the idea being that he's always, I mean, he's looked like that for years because he didn't make any. Sort of, let's see what his net worth is as well. He didn't make any bones about the fact that that there were no drugs that were not his friends. I mean,
79.
Yeah, 79. It's almost 80.
Yeah.
This one says 68. Yeah, but July 19th. So you're right. He's now 69.
Or it's 69. I'm sorry. I was looking at that wrong.
No, 69. You're right. Not 79. There. I thought, man, I didn't think he was that old. He's worth, one says he's worth $340 million. This one says he's worth $820
million. Wow.
$820 million is almost $1 billion.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I wonder how they get that discrepancy. There are two that say he's worth $340 and one that says he's worth $820.
Yeah, you'd think there wouldn't be too much.
And that's a factor of 2.5. So
yeah, right.
Well. Maybe it's whether or not we take into consideration how much Patty got. But nevertheless... So I don't know. So he's got a book out, a children's book. And my Keith Richards story, which is kind of vaguely cool, is that a bunch of years, probably 8 or 9 years ago, I was in South Beach over New Year's. And so it was the day before New Year's. And One of the guys was opening up a club in Miami, and so to open on New Year's Eve. And so I just walked in just because I was curious, because I knew I wasn't going to be there New Year's Eve. So I went in, and Keith Richards walks in and starts jamming. And seeing Keith Richards close up is truly alarming. Because if you think he looks gnarled in pictures, let me tell you, close up... Serious, but incredibly talented. And never smiles, just incredibly focused, great guitarist, but, you know, death mask, what can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. Well, all right, so see, I just Googled this article, and guess who they mentioned in the second sentence? Dick Tracy.
Oh, hey, there you go. See, you're tuned in.
I'm part of the zeitgeist. There's just no question.
It's that term I learned earlier today for the first time, the joy dar. Or, is that what it was?
Joy dar.
Yeah, I
joy
love
dar,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You put it out there, I'll pick it up. So they said that this one doesn't need a battery. You can wear it in
That's
the
neat.
Rain. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding.
They said, you know, the people have been stopped wearing wristwatches. Apparently, Galaxy Gear, a $299 device that could take make calls, take videos, and display messages. Do you know that? The Galaxy Gear put one out?
I did hear that. I had heard that they might have rushed it out from the reviews I've heard.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
So Apple, Apple, whatever else you can say about them, does great design. The question is how much what the price point's going to be. But they're talking about fitness trackers, so there you go. This one you can actually make a call on. I don't know. Be nice to have something hands free.
It would, wouldn't
it? That'd be kind of cool.
I agree. Yeah. You know, especially if you're driving, you don't have to wear one of those goofy headsets. Then you could just
have your
hands up on the wheel. And yeah, I like it.
So there you go. This started a couple hours ago at the Flint Performing Arts Center in Cupertino. And I don't know about. Do you have an iPhone?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. So,
I love it too.
Yeah, so if you know, on the weather, if you don't take it off, the Cupertino, that all the iPhones are supposed to give you the weather in Cupertino.
Exactly, yeah.
So there we go. And they have live coverage. That, so they've got the iPhone 6, which comes in two different flavors, 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches. Both of those are bigger than the usual one. They have an indestructible screen, which would be nice for those of us who drop things, called a sapphire display.
Oh, they did go with the sapphire.
Very
interesting.
Right. But it could add $100 to the cost of every phone. Do you know what the phone is supposed to retail for?
I don't. I think mine, I did buy mine for retail price. I use a carrier where you buy your own phone and then, you know.
So would you pay for your, what do you have, the 5?
I think mine was I want to say $800, $799.
Yeah, they're saying $950 for this one.
Okay, sure, yep.
So you and I at some point should sit down and figure out how much your monthly carrier does. Because mine just, here's, I can't believe we're doing a commercial for iPhones. sort of. Except you still can't. I mean, if you expect to be able to hear on your cell phone, forget about it. You just can't. Nobody can on any device.
Yep.
But my phone company called me, which is Verizon, and said, we'll give you a free i5, which it turns out, I thought I had the i4. I already had the i5. We'll give you a free i5, and we'll give you 1,000 gigabytes of additional memory every month, and we'll give you $200 for your old phone, which they did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we should sit down and figure out how much your phone costs and how much mine and whether or not...
Yeah, how it
probably compares, probably still come out ahead.
The way we looked at it is, you know, it probably ends up being about the same.
Probably.
You know, you're paying up front for it, whereas it's subsidized.
Yeah, I have to. Although it's not like you're going to get any interest on your money. I actually have a savings account that pays 0.1%. Not 1%.
I know. Isn't that
0.1%.
Crazy?
Yeah, not a good idea. All right. So they're saying the entrance into the wearable market. Touch screen with a curved display, near-field communications for making payments at a cash register.
Oh, very nice.
Cool.
Very nice. I like
health and fitness sensors. Rock Band U2 and or maybe fashion models are expected to bring some glamour to the launch. I don't know. We didn't watch the launch. We've been on the air. We're with you guys.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home and see it now.
There you go. Apparently this is really important for Tim Cook, who took over from Steve Jobs, whether or not he'll be able to stick around. So there you go.
Right.
Live coverage. Watch out for Apple's first wearable. There you go. And part that we have to watch for the stock, apparently. Apple took a hit last week, falling below 100. Oh, too bad.
It was
down 0.6% at 98.36 Monday.
I was going to say, I wonder if they addressed any of the iCloud scandal there with all the nude photos that... of these stars that came out last week.
Well, it certainly adds some glamour.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, you want to see the pictures that we took? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We didn't mean to put those up. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if they, you know, mentioned anything, you know, to try to maybe smooth that over a little
bit. Have your nude pictures shown up yet?
Oh, yeah, all of them. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say I've delved there too much, so
I'll tell you, here's,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was at one point one of my colleagues had nude pictures up on the internet, and so there was this pressure, and I said that I was going to put up a nude picture too, because I have the famous baby on a bear rug I actually had one of those when I was 6 months old. And the worst is, I look exactly like me, except a lot smaller. And I was tempted to do that, and I thought, do I really want people to go to my website looking for naked pictures?
Maybe not.
They're going to be either that, or they're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they'll be incredibly grateful.
Yeah,
there we go.
Who knows?
So I decided not to do that. There, every once in a while, there's a certain amount of discretion that takes over. So we've got. So we'll see tomorrow about the stock, and we could probably see if I Google Apple stock, we can see what happens. But my guess is it'll probably be up today. Apple stock price, because we know it was 98.6 yesterday, 99.14. It opened at 99. It's high, so it's it bounced up a little bit and now is back where it was.
Sure, which, yeah. I mean, you'd expect, I suppose. You know, there's always an initial kind of letdown right at the, you know, as the hype kind of wears off. But then it usually climbs back up the next day or so.
Well, they're saying stock price target raised to 123. Samsung's new products are half-baked. Whoa.
Wow.
It's just nice to know that we are living in a capitalist society. There we go.
There you go. That's right.
I don't know. So listen, you have to admit this. When you listen to my program, we're going to cover a wide variety of various topics, right? And that pertain to how we live our lives. And as Shane and I were saying, what we do is there are certainly people talk about problems. And somebody, when I first started doing this program years ago, said, isn't it depressing? And I said, no. You know, I've got children got problems. The question is, do we find solutions? Do we claim their problems? Do we identify them and do something about them? And that's what we do around here. So you're always welcome. And speaking of which, we now have, I suppose, to finish off the program today, we now have a feud going between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, certainly something that consumes my every living moment.
Oh, boy. Don't we have a third star involved in this?
Well, the question is whether Carrie Underwood is involved as well. I mean, you know, these are things that I don't know about you, but I lay awake nights thinking about these. Not so much. Folks, listen, as always, thanks for participating. Thanks for calling. Go to drjoy.com if you want to see about DVD reviews. And a podcast should be available, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.